You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. When it comes to cars and emissions, there are two forces pushing in opposite directions. There's DC on the East Coast and California out west. California has for decades had special permission to set stricter environmental rules than the federal requirements. The Trump administration had suggested it might try to revoke California's waivers. But in a bit of a surprise, EPA head Scott Pruitt says now that the feds will leave the state alone, at least for the moment. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong reports.
Environmental rules for cars are complicated. There's miles per gallon, there's the number of electric vehicles on the road, there's tailpipe emissions. The key is, even if the feds dilute regulations, California says it will not. And its waiver, its permission to do that, is not under review, says EPA head Scott Pruitt. This could be a nod to reality, as rescinding the waiver is legally dicey, says Roland Huang at the Natural Resources Defense Council.
I think they're trying to keep their powder dry for other attacks. But in no way should this be seen as the Pruitt and Trump administration being enlightened about the environment.
12 other states have also signed on to California's strict rules. So when nearly half the nation's car market says jump, the automakers have to say, how clean? UCLA law professor Ann Carlson.
California standards are partially responsible for the development of the hybrid engine and for increasing the share of electric vehicles. Manufacturers have not always kept up with the kinds of technological trends that they really should be meeting.
Not that industry likes being nudged. Electric vehicles don't make much profit, and gas guzzlers do. Kelley Blue Book analyst Rebecca Lindland says manufacturers have already made big efficiency gains.
We've already moved from 8-cylinder engines down to 6-cylinder, from gas-guzzling SUVs into crossovers, much lighter. Now we're starting to get into things that are much harder and much more expensive.
Indeed, the auto sector may be the toughest part of the economy to cut carbon emissions. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.